Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. The U.S. is considering more operations targeting Iran-backed militia groups such as the Houthi rebels with potential targets inside Yemen.
I'm certainly not going to telegraph any punches one way or the other. We take those responsibilities seriously.
This after the Pentagon confirmed a U.S. airstrike Thursday that killed an Iran-backed militia leader in Baghdad. Top U.S. commanders believed the militia leader was actively planning and carrying out attacks against American forces in the region. Olympian and famed double amputee runner Oscar Pistorius is reportedly getting out of prison. The South African native had been sentenced to 13 years for the murder of his girlfriend Reva Steenkamp. As of Friday, the word is Pistorius has been released after serving just 9 of those years. Details surrounding the release are unknown. In South Africa, serious offenders are eligible for parole after serving at least half of their sentence. Police are releasing more details since a teenager went on a shooting rampage at a high school in central Iowa Thursday. The 17-year-old shot 6 and killed at least 1 at Perry High School. That was all before the teen gunmen shot themselves. Then,
officers located an improvised explosive device. The state fire marshal rendered the device safe.
The shooter had a rifle and handgun with him. So far, a 6-year-old child is confirmed to be among the fatalities. The Biden administration pushing back on border security as Republicans toured border crossings near Eagle Pass this week. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters that Republicans have rejected White House requests for additional border funding. Republicans argue there also needs to be significant policy changes to slow down the flow of immigrants. It'll be a winter wallop for the East Coast through this weekend. As much as 10 inches are expected in some parts of the Allegheny and Appalachian Mountains, the I-95 corridor could see snow and ice. This is USA News.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
A judge unsealing accused sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein's client list, and several high-profile people were connected to him and his girlfriend Ghislaine Maxwell. Although no accusations of any improper behavior are being made or crimes, the names have raised a few eyebrows. Magician David Copperfield, former President Bill Clinton, the late Michael Jackson, and Prince Andrew, all on the list. While the city of Houston prepares for the college football playoffs national championship, CEO of Harris County Houston Sports Authority, Janice Burke, says all fans will be able to join in the festivities.
You do not have to have a game ticket for Monday's game in order to come and be a part of this. One of the things that's really important to us at the Sports Authority is to make sure all of our citizens get to be a part of the events that we bring here. So the concerts at Playoff Playlist Live at Shelton Energy Stadium are free. You do have to sign up for them.
The game will be held at NRG Stadium in Houston, where the Michigan Wolverines will play the Washington Huskies. Arrests have been made in the murder of a pregnant Texas teen and her boyfriend. 19-year-old Savannah Soto was 2 days from being induced when she and her boyfriend's 22-year-old Matthew Guerra were found shot to death in a car. Police have arrested 19-year-old Christopher Preciado for capital murder and his father, 53-year-old Ramon Preciado, for abuse of a corpse, helping his son move the bodies. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. Great to have you with us. Merry Christmas, and Merry Christmas to Grover Norquist, the Americans for Tax Reform president, who joins us now with his naughty and nice list. Grover, how you doing, buddy?
I am doing well. We are having all sorts of fun.
Yes.
I don't have the list in front of me. Do you have yours in front of me? I got it on my computer here.
Yeah, I do. I was pulling this up. I thought it was brilliant that you were doing this, because I said, this is great, because, you know, this is kind of the end of year kind of stuff that we love to talk about. And you had lots of notation there that kind of takes us through and reminds us of certain things. First on the nice list, we'll start at the top. You had Congresswoman Carol Miller, the Republican out of West Virginia, for leading the fight to repeal Biden's IRS 1099, $600 paperwork nightmare, right, as you recall?
Yeah, this is the woman who's a great congresswoman from West Virginia, and she has really led this fight. If this is allowed to be, this is law, but they're so scared of it that the Democrats have said, okay, we're not going to enforce it, which is itself not legal. So we're kind of torn. It's a bad law. It's a destructive law. It's intrusive. It's unnecessary. Shouldn't have passed. Should be repealed. So I guess it's good, sort of, that they're not enforcing it. But how dangerous is that, that the Democrats in this Justice Department of Biden say, you know, it's the law, but we don't care. What other laws might they decide?
Exactly. That's the pattern that they've been following. It's just, we're just going to pick, we'll get laws, and then we'll just pick and choose which we want to use. And it depends if you're a Republican or a Democrat, I'm sure.
And at the local level, we're seeing crime increasing because local prosecutors supported, there's a left-wing effort to get left of center, soft on crime prosecutors elected in various cities. And then when they do, they say, you know, if you're shoplifting and it's less than $200, we're not going to consider it a crime. So it doesn't even do you any good to stop somebody from stealing from a store. They're not going to, they're not even going to get arrested, never mind go to jail. And so you see whole city blocks without a CVS, without a drugstore.
Exactly.
Because the kids are stealing stuff out, and then the parents are going, how come we don't have any stores in the neighborhood? And the police are no help. And, and the police would like to be of help, but they can't be if the prosecutors say we're not prosecuting that. So this is
The prosecutors are they're handcuffing the wrong people. When you handcuff the police, this is what you get, right? Exactly. Yeah, this is absurd. Not to mention the fact that, you know, in some cases, these young people who work there part time and they try to stop these smash and grabs, and then they're getting fired.
Isn't that amazing?
This is
nuts. These kids are heroes,
exactly.
And they get fired for stopping somebody from taking things out of the store.
Yeah. Well, there it is. Well, Jim Jordan's on the nice list, so maybe we'll go back and forth between nice and naughty. But I want to do the first three nice, because we got Jim Jordan and Joni Ernst, and you've got a great report on Joni Ernst talked about. But Jim Jordan, first of all, for leading the effort in the House to curb the Biden administration's weaponization of the federal government, right?
We have always had over the years a complaint, and I've never understood why, when Democrats have the House or the Senate, the Republicans have the presidency, the Democrats staff up the investigative bodies in the House and the Senate, and they actually go after Richard Nixon's executive branch or Reagan's to try and, you know, to fight politically against what is being done, sometimes unfairly, but at least, you know, the Constitution says you're allowed to do this. And Republicans haven't really seemed in the past to do that the same amount. Now, to be fair, CBS could care less when the Republicans find scandals in a Democratic administration. So it may be that they actually have the hearings. You just don't see them on TV. But still, you know, you'd think there have been a couple times when under Clinton, the Republicans went after the IRS and they brought in people who've been abused by the IRS and IRS agents who are willing to be whistleblowers and force some reforms. And it got attention.
Exactly.
But Jordan, Congressman Jordan, really has been a leader in making this work in recent history. So I don't know why the Republicans are better at it now than my memory tells me we were less effective years ago. But Jordan deserves much more credit, perhaps, than he's getting, and certainly deserves the attention he has gotten. And they've been able to break through things the press didn't want to cover, Biden's son's laptop, which clearly is what it is and always was. And under the previous administration, they got all of these left-wing government officials retired to say, oh, we think that's Russian disinformation. They hadn't looked at it. They didn't know anything about it. They were playing politics, and now all those people are exposed for the frauds that they are. These people ran the FBI and the CIA, and they jumped out and lied on behalf of a crook for political reasons, and they were making decisions? Wow.
And look what it cost the American people, Grover. Look at the president we have right now because they lied to the American people. I want to send them a bill. They owe us money. I mean, we're paying too much for gas. We're in a lot of pain here, people living paycheck to paycheck, and they contributed to this this false election that we have to put up with and the results that we have to put up with. And they get away, and they still get their pensions. Everything's hunky dory for them. But meanwhile, the everyday American citizen is paying for this, you know, for their cheating and their deception. And you're exactly right. There needs to be some accountability. I got a couple of minutes left on this segment here, and I wanted to talk particularly about Joni Ernst, and you wrote extensively about this. God bless her. I mean, what she's done, and she deserves to be on the nice list. I mean, what a great great bit of yeoman's work she did on behalf of we the people, right?
She really has been, and she, as a senator, she has really moved the ball forward, and we are so blessed to have her in the Senate.
Well, you got these federal agencies, she reported, exposing the fact that these federal agency office buildings in the D.C. swamp largely empty, Grover. I mean, we're talking maybe 17%. And meanwhile, we're paying for all the lights and electricity and utilities and everything like that. And only 17% of the office space is being utilized here.
People sort of talked about how federal employees weren't coming into the office. But Joni Ernst is one of the leaders in exposing exactly what that means. That means that people aren't coming into the office and they're basically phoning it in. When you wonder when you call the IRS and want to ask them a question and nobody answers the phone, this happened to me day after day. I would call because I had a question about their question, and I couldn't get somebody to pick up the phone. And after an hour or more, being on hold, they'd say, tell you what, we're really busy, call tomorrow. Okay. I've been on the phone with an airline for, you know, 10, 20 minutes or something. Mm-hmm. They keep coming on and apologizing to you and letting you know they're still there and that they'll be there in a moment. These guys, forget it. Yeah. Maybe tomorrow. Call tomorrow.
exactly. And, why not? Why not?
And tomorrow,
let's go to break. Got to go to break. We'll pick it up on the other side. More from Grover Norquist after this. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
We're We're back with the American, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. We're talking with Grover Norquist, the president for Americans for Tax Reform, and we're going over his naughty and nice list. We did nice first, okay? We started out on the positive foot with Congresswoman Carol Miller, Representative Jim Jordan, and, of course, Senator Joni Ernst in demonstrating and pointing out all this wasted space. I mean, I think one of the comical ones especially is the EPA, for example, uses a mere 17% of its office space. The agency that's on us to get us away from, you know, gas stoves and that, and they expect you to send in your hard-earned money to heat and cool their empty building. They're just something that's just so wrong on so many levels about that. Well, let's go to the naughty list. Well, of course, topping the list, you've got to say the IRS, right?
It really does. For heaven's sake, they just gave a $2.6 billion contract to a company that had actually they got one of these contract workers from that company. That's the guy who stole several thousand, 3,000-4,000 people's financial data, their audits, their tax returns, and then handed to a left-wing group. And it was supposed to prove that rich people didn't get audited, which is a little funny since what they're handing out were stolen audits. And then they're supposed to prove that rich people didn't pay taxes, although what you had was the tax returns, which showed that they were paying taxes. So they didn't show what they wanted to, although they got the headline saying group says this is what they've got. But, of course, it didn't justify any of that. And the IRS spent several years pretending they didn't know how it happened. The person doing this or the persons doing this had to have access to all of the data. This is not breaking into some lawyer's office and stealing 3 or 4 right. tax returns that the lawyer did for somebody or into somebody's private home and stealing one tax reform. These people had access to everything. They did Bloomberg. Who did Bloomberg? Bloomberg ran against Biden. Bloomberg was a liberal Democrat. You know, but he was a billionaire and he had the audacity to run for president against Biden. And they took his tax returns and audits and shared them with everybody in the world, shattering his privacy. There wasn't anything wrong. Still, people have financial privacy. It's their own business.
Sure.
What they do and with their lives. But the Biden administration thought it'd be good to play politics and do this to people they didn't like. And the fact that the guy who did it was, you know, hired in from a company which then got a $2.5 billion. So they weren't mad. They rewarded the crook.
Exactly. Well, that's what this administration is known for. They're rewarding all the wrong things. Staying with the IRS here, these people are getting coal. But what happens when you're on the list twice? Is there anything less than coal that you can get when you're on the naughty list like Daniel Werfel, the IRS commissioner?
Well, you'd think it'd be diamonds, which are really compressed coal, but probably not diamonds is not appropriate. This really is a challenge. Daniel Werfel is the politicized, he's Lois Lerner back again. You know, when Lois Lerner came up in his hearings, he made it sound as if nothing had happened. Lois Lerner apologized. The administration apologized for her using the IRS to destroy the Tea Party movement and not let people incorporate nonprofits. She had deliberately for 3 years no conservative group could incorporate. And if you can't incorporate,
exactly.
You can't have a bank account and you can't do business.
Right.
You know, you can only run an organization
so long
as people throwing
they took them out. Yeah, they killed the Tea Party, and I've maintained, I'm yelling from the rooftops on this. You talk about election interference. How many voting cycles, by doing that, did they affect the elections? Because the Tea Party, of course, is a conservative entity against Democrats, and they targeted them. Thank you very much, Barack Obama. Wink, wink to Lois Lerner. And what does she do? Just like everything that has to do with the Democratic Party, you're not held into account. You're just given a golden parachute, and you live life happily ever after at the expense of the people that you put the screws to.
And at the time, it was exposed that Lois Lerner had been in and out of the White House more often than any IRS head. There's no reason the head of the IRS needs to be in the White House more than once or twice a year to, you know, poke the head in and tell them what they're doing. There's no reason for that.
Right.
You go into a meeting to have secret meetings because, of course, if you email something, if it's legit, you email it, everybody can see it. You have a meeting in the White House in order to do things you don't know, don't want the world to know. And that's what Lois Lerner was doing, and Werfel was a defender of hers, and basically said, oh, yeah, she was, you know, there was, she was accused of that. Or whatever. And she actually admitted it, apologized for it, but she got an award when she walked out the door for being a wonderful person. You know, they give you these special awards, you know, and extra money when the government really likes what you did. Your point that elections were overturned, there was a great study that Harvard participated in and a couple of Swedish academics did, and they calculated how the Republican turnout increased in areas that had Tea Party rallies in 2009, in the 2010 election, and said it was worth 3 to 4 million votes for Republicans because in those areas where there were rallies, turnout was higher, contributions were higher, and people registered more. And because it was closed down in 2012, that's what saved Obama from being defeated in the election. He had he got wiped out, remember, in 2 years into his first term in the House.
In the midterm, right, exactly.
Yeah, but he crushed it in time to get reelected. So that was not voter fraud in the sense of going and throwing away Republican ballots or printing up extra Democrat ballots. That was politically using the government to shut down political opposition and win elections.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's still wrong. You know, you were talking about the previous IRS directors, and when you did that, all of a sudden, an old wound opened up on me. John Koskinen, what a fiasco, right? Remember him when he was before the Senate hearings and that? I mean, he had no answer, and you're going, this guy is in charge of the IRS? He ought to perpetually remain on the naughty list, in my humble opinion, Grover.
You know, I think we're going to take that recommendation and put it in as a sort of a best of greatest hits album, just to remind everybody. You wonder why some of those guys, when they testify to Congress, seem so stupid, because they'd rather be thought stupid than actually have to testify and lie.
I guess you can't. What is it about the bureaucracy? You can't put anybody in jail for being stupid?
You can't. Maybe. Yes. The lady who wanted to be on the Supreme Court said she didn't know what the difference between boys and girls were. Yeah.
Yes.
That's better than, I don't know, saying the wrong thing for the left, I guess. I'm not quite sure exactly how that one plays out. We got plenty of naughties and nices. Mm-hmm. It's on our website, ATR.org. We go through the whole list. Got a bunch of governors who vetoed tax reductions.
Let's talk about Tennessee Governor Bill Lee. He's on the nice list, right?
He is. Tennessee Governor Bill Lee, he is right now a champion for school choice. He's been cutting. He doesn't have an income tax, and he's still cutting taxes, okay? Because there are other taxes, not just the income tax. They have a sales tax. They have business taxes. And he reduced some of the business taxes. Because even though businesses moved to Tennessee, he said, we want more of that, more of that. And this year, his big push is going to be for school choice, universal school choice, so that the money the state and the city pays for your kid's education will be in his or her backpack. And if they want to go to one school, the money goes there. And if they want to go to another school, the money goes there. You decide which school you go to.
Exactly. Well, ATR has compiled quite a wonderful list here. I mean, not all is bleak, ladies and gentlemen. You'd be greatly encouraged to see that we have legislators actually working on behalf of the American people. And we can give great thanks to ATR and Grover Norquist because he keeps looking at them. You keep an eye on them, holding them accountable. And all that is a good thing. So remind Grover, remind them how they can check out the list for themselves. And if they find their senator or congressman on the list, they can send them a congratulations message, right?
Absolutely. This is ATR, as in Americans for Tax Reform, ATR.org is our website, and you just go to ATR's Naughty and Nice List. It's right up top on front when you open up the website.
Grover Norquist, Merry Christmas to you. Thank you so much for being with us. Take care. Happy New Year.
You got it.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and talk to your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-247-1498. That's 800-247-1498.
USA News Update. North Korea helping supply the Russians with ballistic missiles as that country ramps up its war against Ukraine. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby told reporters that
Russia launched multiple North Korean ballistic missiles into Ukraine, including as part of its overnight aerial attack.
In response, the U.S. is rolling out additional sanctions against entities facilitating the arms transfers. Kirby also called on Congress to provide funding to Ukraine. An American and his two daughters among those dead in a plane crash that happened in the Caribbean this week. According to investigators in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, a single-engine plane left around noon Thursday on a flight to St. Lucia and quickly began experiencing difficulties. It was only moments after takeoff before the plane was careening into the ocean. The Americans have been identified as 51-year-old Christian Klepser and his two daughters, ages 10 and 12. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Back with the America, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us sharing a part of your day. Happy New Year to you. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. And, of course, as we heard this week, Harvard president, soon to be former Harvard president, Claudine Gay, who failed during her recent congressional testimony to clearly condemn the anti-Semitism sweeping her campus, announced her resignation after yet another round of plagiarism accusations. Her departure marks the shortest tenure of any Harvard president, and it is good news, says Gary Bauer. With us right now to talk more about the Gay situation and what happens to Harvard post Claudine Gay is the one and only DeRoy Murdoch, Manhattan Fox-based news contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. Happy New Year, DeRoy. How are you, buddy?
Great, Bill. Happy New Year to you, too, and Happy New Year to our listeners.
Yeah, well, I guess these accusations, which, former Harvard president tried to deflect, mounted up. They were so clear. In fact, I talked with our good friend, Dr. Carol Swain, of which, a lot of the plagiarism came off of her books and off of her writings. And when I spoke with Carol about this, DeRoy, she said at first she took it in stride and said, well, that's the best form of, a compliment. Is for somebody to copy you, but and as she looked into the incidences, and they just kept mounting, and they were just so clear that, of course, in the ranks of academia, to plagiarize so blatantly
And repeatedly, it started to break Carol's heart. And she thought, whoa, how could she do this? And it's somebody, you know, with this kind of credential, I'm talking, you know, Dr. Gay, with this kind of credential and, you know, and to be a president of Harvard University, this is just, this is unacceptable.
No, it's totally inexcusable. And look, it's not like one or two times and she was in a hurry and she hit send before she had a chance to do one more edit. Okay, fine, people make mistakes, but this wasn't one or two or three times. This was 50 times. Right. And this isn't some freshman, you know, in freshman English comp class. This is a PhD who is the president of Harvard University. And I love how people in the media try to whitewash this and say, well, it wasn't plagiarism. It was insufficient attribution. That's like saying, well, it wasn't arson. She just put gasoline on the front porch and threw a match on it. But it wasn't arson.
Right.
Insufficient attribution is the definition of plagiarism. And
right. That's like saying, well, I didn't exactly rape her. We just didn't have enough foreplay.
Yeah. It was just unconsensual.
Something like
sex,
that.
That's all.
I'm sorry.
That's the kind. Yeah.
Right.
Astonishing. And this is something you learn in college not to do. And for people who may not have academic backgrounds, I thought before I went to college, I thought plagiarism meant that everything, every idea you had in a paper had to be brand new, never been thought of, a path-breaking concept. It's nothing like that. All it means is you can say, look, blah, 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 said Woodrow Wilson, and just put it in quotes, and then just indicate, you know, it's from a speech or it came from a book you wrote or whatever. So you can write academic papers where you quote people and put their ideas in, and you can comment on them or say, I like this idea, dislike this idea, here's why it's a strong argument, here's why it's a weak argument. But you need to put it in quotes and say, who said it? That's all you have to do. It's so easy to avoid. This isn't like, well, you know, Claudine Gay didn't manage to split the electron on this particular nuclear particle. No, nothing like that. It's nothing that elaborate. Put quotation marks around quotes and say who said them. That's all you have to do. And on 50 occasions, that was asking too much of the president of Harvard University. Absolutely, absolutely shameful.
So what did she go to the same school as our president, Joe Biden, when it comes to attribution? You just cut, copy, paste because, you know, the computer says you have the capacity to do that, and you abandon, you know, all form of ethics?
Well, look, that's the point I'm making, Bill. Cut, copy, paste is perfectly okay. As long as you put comma quotation marks and then add said so and so or according to such and such or as appeared on the Tonight Show or as appeared in the New England Journal of Medicine, whatever you want. So you can cut and paste as long as you want, as long as you explain where the cut and paste came from. If you do that, then you're fine and nobody bothers you and you can run all kinds of academic papers of that sort. I read not long ago a book by Mark Levin on the Democratic Party and how out of control they are. And a lot of his of the text is like, you know, now let me quote from this speech. And you've got like three pages where he just pretty much puts speeches in and congressional testimony went in pretty much verbatim. But he explains where it came from. That's fine. That's totally okay. It's when you do that and put it in and you don't put your where the attribution is, and then people think, oh, Mark Levin said that. No, so he can say that Ted Cruz said it or that Antonin Scalia said it or whatever it might be. But if you don't do that, then you get in big trouble. And again, it is so easy to avoid. There's no excuse for this, especially 50 times coming from the president of Harvard University. Absolutely appalling.
It is. And the thing is, you see, this has all come about because we've opened the door of anonymous reporting, misinformation, abandonment of the truth, and these hardcore principles, DeRoy, that you and I grew up with. I mean, basic principles that we learned as freshmen in high school. And, of course, I was raised by nuns, so my earlier years, that was drummed into us in such a way that, you know, the fear of God was put upon you that thou shalt not steal.
That's right. Yeah, and if you don't put a footnote in, you will burn in hell for eternity. Well, that might focus your attention and raise your standard. And then the look, you know very well, and all of us, all the folks listening to us know, if this had been a white male who'd done this, he would have been gone in 24 hours. This woman hung on for a good month with all kinds of people making excuses for her and saying, well, it wasn't that bad. Oh, she updated her papers. If you're a student at Harvard, they don't give you a second chance like this. You're out of there.
Exactly.
You know, you're suspended, if not totally expelled. And, of course, this is, of course, also added on to the whole controversy about the testimony where she and the president of University of Pennsylvania and MIT, Massachusetts Institute of Technology, were asked by Elise Stefanik, the congresswoman from upstate New York, does it violate your school's standards for somebody to stand up and say, I advocate the genocide of the Jews?
Mm-hmm.
And they said, well, it depends, and well, about the context, we're not sure, you know, requires further study. This is a very easy answer. No, it doesn't. Yes, it violates our standards. No, it's not something you can do. And if you talk about, you know, killing the Jews on campus, that's not allowed under free speech. This is, you know, these are at least fighting words, if not killing words, and that's not permitted.
Exactly.
But, you know, she couldn't handle that, and the president of UPenn got fired. And now that Claudine Gay has resigned, you've got Al Sharpton and other people saying, well, it's racism and bigotry.
Oh, yeah. Well, you knew that was...
Black women.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, the president of UPenn quit after this testimony, and guess what? She's not black. She's white.
Yeah,
so it turns
out
not to be a racist matter after all. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, they played that card really quick. And, of course, the other thing to look at here, to your point, DeRoy, is look at how the wagon circled around her right afterwards. I mean, you had, what, over 700 professors, if I remember that number correctly, that supported her and, you know, gave her all kinds of, I guess, cover, for lack of a better word, on this whole issue. And there was no way that they were going to, you know, look at what she did as some sort of offense. You know, and it wasn't like Elise Stefanik asked her to define what a woman was. It was just, to me, it was a very academic question, wasn't it?
Yeah, and an easy one. You know, the easy answer is no, you're not allowed to call for the genocide of the Jews on campus, period.
Right.
It's a very easy answer. And I think in each instance, she said, all right, let me ask the question again, give you another opportunity to answer this question. And each time, they couldn't give a straight answer. Now, if you'd said, is it against the speech code of Harvard to say, you know, let's round up the blacks and lynch them? She said, oh, of course, that's a violation. That's a hate crime. That student would be packed up and off campus within, you know, 10 minutes of saying such a thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
But you bring up the Jews. Well, I don't know. It depends. Put it in context. And, you know, can you really say? And what really is genocide? And, I mean, these, you see these people twisting their hands because they've decided, thanks to DEI and all the far-left thinking, that Jews are white, whites are oppressors, therefore you can't defend the oppressors, therefore you must think it's okay to call for their genocide. And that's how sick and twisted and evil the mindset of the left in America has become. These are people
exactly.
who are kind of soft on genocide. Imagine that, a political way of thought that is soft on genocide in America in now 2024, but that was 2023. Truly
the sociological equation on it is unbelievable. I agree with you. We've got to go to break. We've got more from DeRoy Murdoch on the other side. Stay with us.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
We're back with you, America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Roy Murdoch, Manhattan Fox-based news contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, continues with us. So, you know, to kind of wrap up this Claudine Gay situation, she's resigned, and this was amazing, you know, to finally come up with the final number. And I guess we needed to do a deep dive on how much plagiarism was involved, because initially it was, oh, it was just a couple of times, maybe four times, but now the total, and maybe even more so, I guess some people maybe still be working on it, but at this point we're talking about 50 incidences of plagiarism. This is absolutely shameful.
Yeah, and again, you know, people make mistakes. Maybe you're in a hurry. Maybe you're tired, and at 4 in the morning you forget to put an attribution fine. That, okay, a couple, two, three, four times, okay, we let it fly. But 50, right. You know, 50 is just reckless. That's absolutely reckless. And, you know, if you were a freshman or sophomore at Harvard or, you know, at Santa Monica College, doesn't matter where you are, and you do that sort of thing, you get in trouble.
Right.
And you're the president of Harvard University, you're supposed to be upholding the highest academic standards at arguably the most prestigious university in the country, and you're running the place and you engage in that. And what message, if she stuck around, what message does that send to students on campus? Hey, plagiarism's cool, no big deal, whatever. Just, mm-hmm. you know, take somebody else's paper copy, put your name on it. Hey, that's fine. I mean, boy, mm-hmm. I mean, what a terrible, terrible message that would have sent if they kept her around. It also would have sent the message that, well, she's black and she's a woman, so it's okay. We don't want to hold her up to the same standards as if she mm-hmm. were white or male. I mean, wow, that is really racist and really sexist.
Without a doubt.
Just because she's black mm-hmm. or female, she can get away with this, whereas a white man could not or a white woman could not.
Well, and the court spoke on this clearly, DeRoy, with the decision on affirmative action. I mean, it really, you know, clashes with this whole DEI, affirmative action program that has infiltrated all the institutions. Corporate America is beginning to wake up and realizing that it is costly. It's not making them money. It's, in fact, doing just the opposite. But, Claudine Gay is an example, sadly, and I feel for her, because this is what was created by the Marxists in this whole DEI scenario, and that is that life became about box checking. And you might as well, even as you go into Harvard and Yale or any of these Ivy League institutions, you say, okay, as an incoming freshman, how many boxes do I check? Because that's going to determine my future and my future income and my success. So, this is the mentality that we've reduced academia to. And academia needs to understand, and this is the leadership of academia. They need to, get away from the influence of all this foreign money and this Marxist narrative if they're going to, clean up the system and to make sure what they're turning out are people of quality, to where if you have a degree from Yale or Princeton or some Ivy, that it is prestigious, that it does have credibility. And now, Claudine Gay has done a lot of damage to the brand, I would say, not only of Harvard, but all other universities across the country.
I agree with that, certainly. I think academia overall looks quite tainted because of this, because of, again, the comments from the president of University of Pennsylvania and MIT, by the explosion of anti-Semitism we've seen since October 7th. Here in New York City, just literally about four blocks from where I live, the Cooper Union College, you had a group of Jewish students basically barricaded inside the library because there's a group of pro-Hamas protesters and people screaming and yelling. They felt physically threatened, so they locked themselves in the library. In New York City, in the United States of America, in 2023. This wasn't, Berlin in 1937. And you've got Jews hiding from mobs in America two months ago.
Yeah.
Astonishing. Right. So that, of course, happened on a college campus. So the reputation of the universities in general, I think, have suffered. The other people I think, unfortunately, are in a sense victims of this are people you mentioned, Carol Swain. Condoleezza Rice is another example of black professors, although Condoleezza Rice is so distinguished, maybe she's not tainted in a sense. But the people who might look at Carol Swain, look at other black professors, and think, wow, how many times has she plagiarized? How many times has that guy copy-pasted without attribution? And it makes everybody of color, particularly black folks, generally look cast shadows upon us, shall we say, when you have somebody like this get in this kind of trouble. I think that's totally unfair. That's inappropriate. That's wrong. But I've got to think when you see somebody as high level as the black female president of Harvard University basically shot down because of plagiarism. It makes people wonder, okay, she was a diversity hire. Was this other person a diversity hire? Is that other person engaged in plagiarism or shoddy academics? Mm-hmm. And that's really too bad, because there are a lot of people who are great academics, great scholars, don't do this sort of thing. And yet when this kind of thing happens to somebody like Claudine Gay, I think those people look at them, consciously or unconsciously, ask those sorts of questions, and that's the real shame when that happens.
DeRoy, in 2024, would it be possible to get Al Sharpton's race card and play it like the old maid card game? Get it out of here. It's run its course. I mean, why do we even mention him anymore or people like this? They're not interested in uniting the races of America to really be able to fundamentally exercise the foundational principles of this democratic republic. They have hindered it time and time again to only serve themselves and their own interest. I don't see where Reverend Sharpton, with all the money that he has raised, through this race baiting and intimidation of corporate America, and he and, Jesse Jackson and the Rainbow Coalition and everything, and how they've held corporate America hostage, they're nothing better than some of these ambulance chasers that chase down these businesses and anybody that they can sue for, $4,000 to $6,000 at a whack. I mean, they need to be exposed for who they are once and for all, sent to the ash heap of history, and let's move on and leave them behind. And if there are followers of Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton and those that want to do them harm, if they want to continue to follow them, hey, look, it's a free country. They can do so. But for the rest of us, I just don't want to give him any place anymore. I've had it enough, because after everything is all said and done and all these decades of his influence, tell me, what good has Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson done for blacks or for America?
Little, if any. You know, he might have been able to make an argument back in the 60s when we were, you know, shutting down Jim Crow and all that, but that was, you know, 55, 60 years ago.
I think then, though, DeRoy, I'm sorry to cut you off, I think then they were running off the wind and the skirts of one Martin Luther King Jr. who had the vision.
Right.
Right?
Correct.
And so what they did is they kind of hijacked his honor, in a sense, and in the name of what Martin Luther King Jr. had done, and they've aberrated it for their own self-interest.
Well, their self-interest, and much more so the self-enrichment. You know,
exactly.
A lot of what Jesse Jackson did and much of what Al Sharpton does is basically extortion, you know, Mr. Acme Company. If you don't start hiring blacks, or more likely donate to Operation Push, or donate to National Action Network, we're going to have a bunch of protests and call you a racist. And a lot of people say, well, we don't need that bad PR. We don't need protesters in front of our building. So here's your check for $50,000. Or yes,
exactly.
I'll buy a table at your dinner or whatever it is. And these are, in many respects, shakedown artists. And you look at what Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson is pretty much out of circulation at this point, but Al Sharpton still is in the game. And so much of what he does is not about, let's try to get over racial differences and try to get along and find some way to have racial amity in this country. It's usually about stirring the racial pot, getting people
exactly.
hot and bothered, getting people yelling at each other. And in Al Sharpton's case, and he's got quite a bit of blood on his fingers, getting involved in controversies in Harlem, like there was a men's store or some sort of clothing store, I think he was, run by a Jewish person, and he had a protest in front of this place called Freddie's Fashion Mart, I think it was called. And one of Al Sharpton's supporters got very interested in this, went and set the place on fire, and killed, I think, two or three people. I mean, this is deadly stuff.
Right.
And Al Sharpton's been involved in the Tawana Brawley fraud. He was supposed to pay a bunch of court judgment on that. I don't think that's happened. So you've got all sorts of awful things about Al Sharpton. He is not a force for good. He's a force for evil in this country. And I'd be very happy if he just retired and took care of his kids or grandkids or neighbor's kids or whatever else he can do.
Well, and of course, and then you have attorneys like Benjamin Crump, for example. How much damage did he do? And how much blood is on his hands after the misrepresentation in the Trayvon Martin case? I mean, why the guy did not get disbarred is beyond me. I mean, they're attacking guys like John Eastman because he had an opinion about what happened in the November elections, and they're trying to disbar the guy, and others that they've, you know, put on notice to disbar because they disagreed with the results or just said, hey, look, can we look into the process of what happened?
Yeah.
You know, Benjamin Crump flat out lies to the court. They bring up a false witness, and he gets away with it and ignites all kinds of racial hatred. And people were killed, you know, because anecdotally it was said that on several occasions where a black would kill a white, he would say, that's for Trayvon Martin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this happened, and you had also the Ferguson, Missouri case as well.
Exactly.
And, of course, George Floyd, add that to it. I think Crump was involved in two, if not all three of those cases. But, you know, the fact you got away with this is yet further proof of our two-track justice system. You know, if you are Benjamin Crump and you misrepresent him and engage in those sorts of legal shenanigans, nothing happens to you. If you're one of Donald J. Trump's attorneys and you're just representing him in court, which every American has a right to have an attorney, including, you know, mass murderers and rapists and killers, but if you represent Donald J. Trump, well, you're going to get disbarred and they're going to tear up your law license.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable.
Exactly.
I mean, there are people who have been convicted in court in Georgia just for giving legal advice. I thought it was legal to give legal advice. It may be bad legal advice. It may be legal advice with which you disagree, but you ought to be able to give legal advice in this country without being indicted for it.
Got to leave it there for now. To be continued, DeRoy Murdoch, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. Thank you, DeRoy, as always. Appreciate it. Happy New Year, buddy.
Talk to you soon. Happy New Year, Bill. Thanks very much.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.